Summon theme song! Poof of Summon! Wizard! Finger!
Welcome back to the Wizard Nerdcast, people. This is Tinelli.
And I'm Jane.
And we are here doing our personal interviews with each other. And in this series, it's Tinelli and Jane, and she's going to give me stupid questions.
There are no stupid questions.
There is no such thing as a stupid question unless the Wizard Nerdcast is asking you.
Unless Tinelli's asking you.
Tinelli's got some semi-serious questions, okay?
Shh, Tinelli couldn't be serious.
Who's going first?
You want to roll dice?
Yeah, they keep taking my big die from me. I don't know where it is.
Jeez, you want a trailer filled with water, too?
Yes, I have my big die. It has returned. All right, ready? Two. What the fuck? We both got
we
two.
Both rolled two.
Five. What is that? One?
It's a dog face.
It looks like a fucking mouse. All right, so that means I'm going first?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right. Why all this hate for Cyclops?
Well, the hate for Cyclops. I feel like we've covered this plenty of times.
No, I feel like you feed off of Marin DK plenty of fucking times.
No, because their hate from Cyclops stems off my fucking rage arguments of Cyclops.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, you people do not understand.
I feel
he
like
was
this
the leader
is,
for so
I feel like this
long.
Is coming from a place of negativity. And
your negativity.
No, I wasn't negative at all. There, you're mad because they hated on Cyclops, and now you know, be mad at me.
Why do you hate Cyclops?
Why do I hate Cyclops?
Yeah.
All right, here's the deal. It's not that I hate Cyclops.
Oh, really? Because it sounds like you fucking hate him every time we get bring.
Hate is too strong of a word. I don't feel that greatly about Cyclops
because you've never read a good Cyclops story.
All right, that's fine. And to be fair, if I still don't believe you, but if I did. Ever decide to give it a chance on top of all the other stuff that I have to read already.
See, now you know how I feel about Game of Thrones. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't read Game of Thrones. You watch you it do, while you,
you
read
do
other
read.
Shit.
No, you can read Game of Thrones. It was a book first. Get your nerd cred shit together.
What do you mean by nerd cred shit? I said you could watch it while you read.
No, you said you couldn't read it. So why the hate for the fucking...
It, like I said, it's hate is too strong of a word. I just don't feel strongly for him as a character in general. I feel like his whole family is a fucking... A whole lineage of
fuck-ups. They are
fucking
amazing.
They're a whole lineage of fuck-ups. And I just feel like you're playing that guy where it's like... I feel like you're playing the DK role when you say you like Cyclops.
I do like Cyclops because I've read good Cyclops fucking stories.
That's fine,
I've
but
read
why
the
can't
ones
he
with
hit
him.
Them? Why can't he just hit them?
He hits them all the time.
He just gotta look
he's
at
like
them.
He's like a fucking assassin
Most
with that shit.
Most of the time he is missing.
No, he's not.
Why is Magneto alive? He could have killed him if he just looked at him.
Come on, let's be real here. Almost anybody could have killed
his
him.
Eyes.
No, he opens them all the time.
His oars.
Stop. God damn you.
You asked me a question.
Fuck you, it's your turn.
Yeah, all right. Hit the spell first and... Pass it to the invisible man. So, Tinelli.
Yeah. I've been warned about your questions.
Oh, my questions are gold.
Oh, yeah, I'm
comedy
sure.
Gold.
I'm fucking sure they are.
Actually, they're just stainless steel plated in gold paint.
That's fucking, like, unnecessarily heavy. Like, why would you do that? That is so and fucked up, too. Could you imagine somebody going, thinking it's real gold because of how heavy it is to trade it in, and the guy going, you're an asshole.
First of all, the whole gold-plated thing is just a metaphor anyway.
What, for what?
For my jokes and my comedy.
You're terrible at it.
I'm pretty terrible, but that's why it's funny.
Get them laughing at you, not with you.
Yeah.
That basically is? All right, fine. What's your question?
So, Tinelli, describe for me the first time you ever had a legitimate nerd boner, okay? And how do you feel this has affected you as a person?
affected me as a person. It brought me to this room right now getting asked this question. That's how it's affected me as a person. Nerd boner. Like...
It doesn't mean, like, okay, sexual.
I know it doesn't mean sexual.
But it could be.
None of that shit does that for
me. If it did that.
That fucking weird cartoon porn shit, just weird. Like, I'm like, why?
You just didn't, you haven't given it a shot yet.
No, I just,
you know, there's, no, beyond good. The silly stuff.
I don't need to see Marge fucking Bart.
No, no, like beyond the silly stuff, some of the good shit's good.
No, yeah, it's not.
It's totally
good. Oh, God damn it. I don't know. I just, honestly, my first, like, real introduction with superheroes was fucking Super Friends and Batman 66, you know what I mean?
What Adam was West. The first thing that made your penis wiggle when you looked at it?
Oh, man, this is so bad. It was Batman Returns. The movie Batman Returns. I remember, like, a sense of awe seeing that movie for the first time. It wasn't the first thing that got me into it by far. Like, I already knew superheroes. By the time Batman Returns came out, I was pretty nerdy. I was getting a pretty decent collection of books. But it was something about it. The car and the penguin being so fucking vicious. The fucking
feel of it.
Yeah, man. And then, like, even the scene where, like, the cats are basically eating Selena after right. she died.
She's become
like, that was creepy as shit. Like, it bordered the line of creepy and superhero, and it was just enough of the comics that it was spot on for me. And that, for me, it's kind of like how when people first saw Christopher Reeve's Superman, where the tagline came, "You believe a man can fly," you know what I mean? And they talk about that, seeing right. somebody flying for the first time. That Batman Returns was that for me.
That's awesome.
So
that's a fair enough one too. It is a very pivotal kind of piece of our childhood, at least
for us anyway. I mean, like, we say it all the time, if it wasn't fucking for Conroy, it would be Keaton as Batman for me, at least. All right, my turn, right?
Yes.
All right, so I asked you why all the fucking hate for Cyclops. Now, why the fuck are you so loud all the time?
Well, it's usually because most of the time people just ignore me because they assume I don't know what I'm talking about, which is
fair point.
Fair enough. But I don't know. It's just how I talk.
It's not how you talk. You talk gently and calmly a lot of the times.
Well, if I'm being like, I feel like I guess it's I'm expressive in a lot of ways because I talk like this.
You talk like
it with my hands, with my body.
You big bird it when you
I
get
can't
angry.
Laugh.
Right?
I can't laugh when I'm getting tattooed, which sucks when I get tattooed at Nick's or whatever. Because terrible and like I'll end up with a fucked up tattoo. I just gotta get loud so I don't move around a lot.
It's funny because I do it to irritate you, but you just get louder and then you start squeaking and then I get looks because why are you making her yell? Like, all the time.
Well, apparently it amuses you.
It amuses me so much most of the time. Most of the time it amuses me so much. Because you're so tiny, but you are literally the loudest one in the room 9 times out of 10 until we sit down to record, and then you need 75 microphones on you because you're quiet as a fucking mouse.
Big things come in little packages.
big mouths come in little packages. Wait, what does that mean for me? Does that like the... No, this works fine. What? Don't give me that face. It does.
I don't know what's going on right now.
I'm having, what? Why I'm are you having touching a crisis yourself? Because I'm having
you're
a
confused.
Crisis. Now I feel
why
hot.
Why are you why are you having a like menopause moment?
Like, do you lactate on menopause?
I don't what?
Or is it just sweat? All
right. Is it what?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah, I guess so. So tell me, Tinelli.
They're soft.
Stop playing with yourself.
All right, I'm listening.
What is your favorite comic book story arc that does not revolve around a Caucasian-complected character?
Fuck. Shit.
Think about it.
I can do
Think
this.
About it. Are there any, can you even, do you even read any minority reports? Do you even think about these things, or are you just about your civil whites?
The majority of comic books are white males.
I mean, there's plenty. I already have a favorite one. So, the fact that you can't even think of one.
Caucasian white male? You know what? Fuck, I don't know.
Don't give him his answers.
I am trying to think. All right, so Heroes for Hire.
Right.
Luke Cage. Not Luke Cage. Misty Knight was the star of it. It was recently. Like mid-2000s. Misty Knight was the star of it. She, which was a really cool concept. So what she would do is she would send out, if she knew, let's just say, the Falcon needed information to take somebody down, she would garner that information, send, so, I forget exactly how, but she would send him like a headset, right? And she would go, I have this information that you're looking for. Do me this job and you will get this information. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then it was like she would pick random heroes and they would never really work together. But it would all be one larger story. You know what I mean? It'd be one Falcon took down these gun runners who are supplying these gangs who are actually a part of this alien organization. You know what I mean? And she used different, just the first issue alone, Black Widow, the Falcon, and Moon Knight were the three heroes that she used throughout the whole thing. And then she's being controlled by the Puppet Master and it, all kinds of crazy shit. So, ha, fuck you. I can name one. Before that, it was fucking Steel from after Superman's death, that story that he got. And then Infinity Inc. with his niece, Natasha. That was fucking awesome. So, yeah, fuck you. I can name more than one when I really think about it.
I just have one.
What?
John Stewart, the Green Lantern Corps Mosaic story arc.
Wow. Yeah. I'm reminiscing like that. It was like a really good childhood memory, and I read that when I was a teenager.
I just read it recently. I found it in you know, back issues in boxes at the Garden. Oh, man. And then I found more issues of it. I read it several times because I only had the first one. I read it a couple times.
There's a couple mosaics, actually. Like, there's like Mosaic 2, and then there's Mosaic World.
Yeah. It's just Mosaic.
Whatever, yeah.
The Green Lantern Corps Mosaic or whatever.
But the first one, that's the one you read, right?
I have the first Stewart, one. I have.
Where he had that small kind of semi-afro, right?
No.
Isn't that it?
No semi-afro. I have the first three and then five.
John Stewart's always been a really good Green Lantern, but my first introduction to him was in, fuck you, Kyle Rayner's, when he was Green Lantern. He was, John Stewart was paralyzed. But he was using green energy to fucking keep him motionless because he felt guilty or shit. John Stewart's an awesome Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. All right. My
turn. And you're all like, why do you like John Stewart so much? Y'all ain't read Mosaic.
He's cool, but he's not better than Kyle Rayner.
Anybody's better than Kyle Rayner.
He is not.
Anybody you can name that was ever a Green Lantern ever is better than Kyle Rayner. So, and the Invisible Man agrees. So, yeah.
I don't care. All right. It's my turn.
Yeah, it is.
Right? This is my last question. All right. It's a serious, kind of a serious question. Why take it on yourself to run the podcast the way you do? Why are you our be-all, end-all of information? Why did you take it upon yourself instead of splitting it amongst the four of us? Five of us when you count the wizard.
Well, I mean, I kind of just, like, got fed up with trying to do something with myself the long way. Not the long way, necessarily, but I guess the hard way. You know what I mean? And I kind of just quit my job and then started a podcast immediately afterwards. Actually, right before we started the podcast. And then I quit my job and I was like, I don't want to do that ever again. Like, I hate that life and I don't want to do that anymore. And since we've started this, like, it's become like pretty much most of what I think about in a given day. And I'm always like, all right, I got to do this. I got to change this. I got to update that. You know what I mean? Like constant all day. And I've made, you know, connections from it and everything. And like, you guys also have other lives. And like, we're all at a quarter of this pie. You know what I mean? We all bring, you know, enough to it in one way or another equally. And I just feel like it would be my responsibility to take it on. And like, I kind of put my own influences into it and everything, you know, but I never kind of really try to make you guys do anything you're not down with. Like, we talk it out and everything, you know?
No, like, you, for all the shit I, more than anybody probably give you, you run this better than any of us. Like, I'll reach out to anybody all fucking day long and talk to everybody we have to talk to because I don't care and I'm good at it. After fucking 6 months of this nonsense, I would have had enough. Like, you keep us on par and on track better than fucking anybody. And I normally don't let anybody else do that for me. But for, like, for what we're doing, for the show we're trying to build, and for what we are and we are building, it's been, it wouldn't be the way it is without you running it. And all four of us fucking know, well, all the three of us know that you are the one that keeps it together.
Well, I mean, not to toot my own horn or anything, but no, there's been some nights I've definitely been awake very long working on stuff for it, but, or whatever, but here nor there, the whole idea is that even the littlest parts of doing this have been my favorite part of what is going on in my life right now. Like, this is like my favorite thing that I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Are you kidding me? It's all I want to do. Me too. That's all I want to fucking do is do stuff for this show. Like, right now I've got my son, this show, she's going to kill me. She listens, my girlfriend, maybe not always in that order, but like, it's everything. Like, all right, what can we do now? What can I think of to do this? Who can I reach out that might realistically talk back to us? You know what I mean? And this is all constantly running through my head, you know, all day long. And it's just all about, you build the brand, get the content, and you keep pushing us to do it all. And it's fun and it's great. But you take it on yourself better than the rest of us could. Better than all of us trying to break it up and do it.
I just want to make sure that it's, you know, cohesive. You know, we're all very good at doing certain things, you know, and so you have a lot of things that you bring to the table. Everybody does, you know what I mean? We all have different things and we work well together, and y'all have a tendency to get out of hand. So I need to, you know, rein yous in a little bit. That's the extent there, you know, and I do my part outside of that. And like, everybody does their part, and we're all, basically, I just make sure you guys don't get out of line.
And when we do, you pull us back.
Yeah.
Good shit. All right. I think that leaves you with one more.
I do. I have one more, and this is my serious one.
All right.
I really want an honest answer for this.
No. All right.
So, Tinelli.
Yeah. You're a bitch. Yeah.
If you
yeah.
could spend 57 days marooned on an island that acts as another dimension, only to return having no memory of said events, washed up on the shore of some third world country beach, what would that dimension be, and what beach would you be washed up on?
Do I not have memory of anything prior to it, or just the 57 days?
You don't have any memory of the island itself. You know, you remember getting sick out and seeing, kind of passing out.
All right.
And it could be any dimension, any universe, movie, book, fucking hell, whatever.
All right. I could be ridiculous and say, like, No, because I wouldn't enjoy that after a while. Like an all sexy island and shit. That'd be terrible. Like, it would stink after a while.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
It's only salt water.
No, like dried, ooh, like sand in your shit. All right, hold on.
Yeah, condenser.
In all honesty.
It'll probably just be you and Wilson.
Me and Wilson? No. Fuck, man. It would be an island where... where everybody, my friends, family, and everybody in between would be there. And we could do this show, and we build the content the way we want to do it, and I could play with my son, and my girlfriend's there.
I'm sorry, like, you can't wish for an island of reality.
Fantasy island.
You can't wish for an island of reality.
That's all Fantasy Island was.
Just be able to do all this shit without bullshit?
Without bullshit.
Well...
without the drama that comes with it.
How...
if you want to, if you want something more in the nerd realm... I would go with...
I mean, I was looking for the more creative fucking answers here. Come on. Fine.
The creative answer would be
an island where I got... to live life without worry.
No. To be on an island where I was a kid again. Where I didn't have all the bullshit from before. Like, everything was still a sense of awe. Playing video games for the first time was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I had endless video games to play. Endless comics to read. A comic book library to pull from. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would. To be really honest.
I just keep going back to, like, the Fantasy Island idea of anything you want. And everything that I want, it doesn't fall into, like, the luxurious. It falls into a library of comic books. You know what I mean? It just, that's where my mind goes immediately. It doesn't go to, like, Themyscira or fucking... or Riker's Island, full of super, where Supermax is.
Well, the idea is you don't remember it.
Yeah, even for 57 days. Yeah, that would be it for me. It still wouldn't be debauchery and everything else. That's not where my mind goes. It's where it goes when I'm being stupid and funny, sure, but not where my mind goes.
And when you walk in the room.
And when I walk in the room and I touch somebody's ass that I shouldn't be touching. And I don't mean yours. I mean Mars or fucking DK.
It's usually an ass attached to a penis, yes.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gets the jokes. Like, I'll drop my pants, get moment's notice.
We know.
I wouldn't today because I'm not wearing underwear.
Drop your pants when you're not wearing underwear. All
right. I think my pants falling around my ankles always quiets a room. So
wait.
That was...
what beach would you be washed up on?
Oh,
third world country.
Sokovia. It's a third world country now. There's a giant, its city's gone.
I'm going to look that up later, but...
yeah, on that note.
Fair enough.
This has been the interviews with...
Jane.
And Tonelli. This is the Wizard Nerdcast, people. Thanks for listening.
Good night.